Okay. Good evening, everybody. This Shabbos Ezer Hashem, read Parshas Chukas, the beginning of which deals with the laws of the Parah Aduma. The Parah Aduma is a red cow with reddish colored hair, whose ashes, after it's burnt, are used in the process of being metahir somebody, purifying somebody who has become tomei lemeis, who became tomei through contact with a dead human body. So I want to talk a little tonight about the issue of Tumas Meis, and specifically about a Kohen being the Tamil Meis. We're all familiar with the fact that a Kohen doesn't usually go to a funeral, doesn't usually go to the cemetery. What's that all about? What are the origins of this din? So first of all, in our Sedra here in the Chukas, the first of the sources in Bevidra Perkates, Sukim Yud Aleph and Yud Aleph, we find two different types of Tuma, two different types of ways that a person become Tomei Lameis. One, it says in Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Perek Yutes, Hanogeya b'meis l'chol nefesh shalom b'tomei shiva ha'shamim. Somebody touches, you come in direct physical contact with a mace, become Tomei for 7 days. Then a few psukim later, Yud Aleph says, Zos ha'torah odom kiyomus b'ol kal ha'bo el ha'oel. If somebody dies, there's a dead body in Ohel. And Ohel will define here, the Ramban talks about it, on the spot, but Ohel will define here as a house or a building with it, so you're all under the same roof. There are different dinim, what if it's a different room and you can't get from one room to the other? We're not going to go through all that now, but for our purpose is the dead body, rather, is in the room. So it says, call our boil oil. Anybody comes into the oil, that's called tumas oil, even though you didn't touch the body. You didn't come into any physical body, just in the same room, that's tumas oil. As Rashi explains in the second source, call our boil oil, va'ocha meis petocho, meaning when the corpse or the dead body is still in the house, or in that building, in that room, and you're in that room also, you become Tomei as well for 7 days. That's how the Sifra says in Pisca Kuv Chofei, the Medrash Halacha, the Sifrei, Pisca Kuv Chofei, source 3, it says, Hanogeya b'meis, bo'a kosu b'ala meis, metame b'maga. This is called Tumas Maga in rabbinic literature. The mace is metame b'maga. Then it says, but one second, once you have the other pasuk, you're metame even by being in the same room. What do you need another pasuk if you touch the oil? You touch the mace. If you're tumas oil, you're the tame if you're in the same enclosed building. You don't touch the mace. And avad if you touch the mace. No, what do you need? What do you need another pasuk for? So it says, because of the famous rule, l'amedcha she'ein on shemin hadin. When you learn something out of a kal v'chomer, that's not a strong enough limud to bring it with it a punishment if you violate it. You have to have a separate pasuk. That's why you need the pasuk, an ogeh b'meis, and a kol ha'boel olam. Because it's true, logic, I can figure out that it makes me tomei, but you wouldn't get punished because if you don't learn it out from a direct pasuk, rather from a din. Din means a kal v'chomer, so you wouldn't know about the punishment. Okay.
How do I know from an ogeh b'meis in the outdoors that I'm coming?
No, so it says any type of nogea.
So where's it? In which show?
No, that you have at the end of the day, you have the pasuk on the gate of the maze. But I know
if Zosa Torah wasn't enough,
Zosa Torah, no, Zosa Torah should have been enough to teach me that even if you were, certainly if you touch it, wherever you are, certainly if you touch it, if even being in the same womb is metame, then certainly touching is metame. But that wouldn't have been enough to bring along the punishment. So therefore, you need the pasuk to tell me even if I say, no, if you touch it, you have to be punished as well. So the Sifrei on Pesach Kuf Chav Vav, the next source in 4, that tells us that this Tumas Oel is a unique deal. It's a Tuma Chadosha. We don't find that by other things. Usually, Tuma is the touching, coming direct physical contact. This din of just being in the same room, in the same building as the item which generates the Tuma, that's a Chiddush.
But that would kill them also, they don't have to touch it.
But through all through all of our mace, it starts with an all our mace. Most, in other words, it's the kalim that were in that. Anyway, there is another category of tumah that is not mentioned in these psukim. Okay, we find it earlier in the Chumash. You look in source 5 in Parsha Shmini. There's another type of tumah besides maga, besides all. Oh, that's called masa. Well, this Chumash was lying on top of it. Yeah, but that's not relevant so much to mace, but not masa. Tumas masa carrying. Look what it says in source 5, talking about the non-kosher animals. It says, Parak Yud Aleph, Vayikra, Pesach Chav Dalet, Ula'ela titamo, kalano gea benivlo samit mara arv, you touch a dead hit from an animal. A dead animal, you become tamei, v'chola no say benivlo samit, you carry. You're not touching, you move it without carrying it. Okay, whether that's the same as what's called Rabbanon to his Hesed, not for now, but any type of moving, chola no say, or later on, it says, they have to have certain physical simonim for behema, right? Split hooves, twins cut, etc. And it says in Pasuk Chav Ches again, and again, later on in that parasha, even if it's a kosher animal, even a kosher animal, but it dies in a manner other than through shechita, so also it makes it called Tumas Nevela. It's also Tame, and it says again, in Pasuk Mem, his own Perkidal, the end of Parashat Shmini, Vayikra is also a Noses Nivosa. So notice that we have this concept of Tumas Masa. So the Yalkut Shimoni here in our Sedrin Chukah is wonders in Remez Topshin Samach Aleph 6, Uminayin Af Memasa. How do we know? Maybe by a mace we mentioned Maga specifically, we mentioned Oil specifically, but it doesn't say anything about Masa. Maybe it doesn't Masa also apply? So the Medrash says, yeah. Okay, now how do we know? So the Machlokes. One opinion of Elizabeth Masi says, because it says Vitame Shivas Yamim, the extra Vav in the Pasuk, so teaches us that Masa applies. And Shimon ben Pinchas says, you don't have to say that, okay, it's obvious because if you have Tumas Oil, then certainly you would have Tumas Masa, and then the question is, Einon Shimon Adin, so this man doesn't hope, Einon Shimon Adin, whatever it is, you have so that's why he comes back to the extra Vav. There's some sort of drasha that teaches that Tumas Masa applies as well, even though it's not mentioned before in the Psukim. That's what emerges in this Yalkut Shimoni, Machlokas, right, but that's what the second of it. That's the Tumas Masa, right? The Alkut Shimoni
like revealing themselves.
Yeah, but those Psukim are all by animals. Those Psukim there. Okay. So the truth is, you could say the truth is that the one opinion makes that connection. He says, well, by an animal, there's no difference in Maga and Maso. Okay, so the same thing should be by human being, right? That's what he says in the second source, in the fourth source. It says, "Amar Shimon Pinchas, Achayshadisa b'shamesh tamam masa, hamesh tamam maga, u'ul masa nevelam tamam maga masa in chilka Torah mas masa nevelam." In other words, we have another rule. Okay, without going into details now, if you want to learn out of a Kal V'Chomer, but notice in all the cases of masa in Pasuk, I'm just answering the question. If you look back in source 5, it always says v'tame ara arev. It's a 1 day tumah. Sure. Not a 7 day tumah. So the Medrash said, therefore, let's learn out masa, okay, but you can't learn out more than this, the origin. That's called dio love and adi and leos tenodon, right? In other words, you can't, if you learn from Kal V'Chomer, you can't make the results stricter and more stringent than the origin. So how do you get it? So then he has to say, well, okay, once you have masa, just like by an animal, there's no difference in the amount of days you're tumah, whether it's tumah through maga, tumah through masa, so too by human being. That's how they work it out. So it's a machlokas, but whatever it is, Masa learned as well. So we look in source 7, the Rambam, Hilchos Tumas Meis, Parak Alav Achalav, Hameis Mitame B'Maga Ube Masa Ube Olav Tumas Shiva. Bottom line, Hameis is Mitame through Maga, through Masa, touching it, carrying it in the same oil, whatever it is, always Tumas Shiva. And the Rambam acknowledges, Tumas Maga Ube Olav Mepurash in the Torah. Maga and oil are explicit in the Torah. Shenemar, our Pasuk, our Parsha, Nogev Meis, and also Kalabo El Oel. That's part of our oral tradition. It's not exactly explicit. In the Pasuk, he says it's a Kal V'Chomer. I've learned that from the case with the animals and so on. So however it works out. The Rambam adds, again, we don't have to spend time on the source. The Rambam is acknowledging that the source isn't as strong for Masa. But he says at the end, it's just an interesting thing. But Yeh Royali, look on the third line. Yeh Royali. It appears to me. Every once in a while, the Rambam usually tells you halacha. Every once in a while, he comes up with what he considers to be an original explanation, and he says, royally, it appears to me. He's saying, I don't know that this is the reason. But he points out that the Torah was quite bothered a little bit. Why did the Torah Taka not mention Masa? Well, we learn it out from an extra verb. We learn out. How will we learn it out, right? The Yalkut Shimoni has that here in the Mestubjian movie, right? Which is not mentioned explicitly by a dead body, huh? Oh, let's have with something else. I pull it, carry it on top or something, on a car, or whatever. So anyway, the Rambam is a little bit bothered, clearly, why the Torah. So he says, well, sometimes it's more or less what you're saying, always. It's almost like an extension of Maga. And he gives some other examples. He says, you know, the Torah says that one of the Arayas is, you know, a person that will have the Bas Habas, a granddaughter. And it says specifically with the daughter. Well, obviously, if it's true about the granddaughter, right? Or he says by Bas Habacholav. It never mentions exactly. Not allowed to eat basuchol. He says bishul. But he says sometimes we learn things out. One is included under the other. Okay, however it's learned out. That's the bottom line. Three different categories of ways to become tame maga masan oil. Good. Now, very important. The Medrash says there in Parsha Shmini, talking about Tumas Nevela. This is in the Parsha Beis, and I was here. I parked out. I was here. It says 8. Acherim omrim uvenivlosam lo sigol. There it says you're not allowed to touch the Nevela, the dead corpse of the animal. So the Medrash. What? We'll get that. But certainly it says you're not allowed to touch it. So the Medrash is that true? Not allowed to touch it. Can't touch an animal. Yochol in nogei adam and el yilka sarfoim. You get lashes. Allowed to touch it. That's the simple reading, right? Look at all the sukkah printed in source 5, right? Well, the specifically it'll say, where is it now? I don't have that pasuk, but it says in one place, "We lost some lo sigo." You're not allowed to touch it. Is that true? You're not allowed to touch it. There's another pasuk that says, "Ule'ela titamo." You're allowed to become tummy. So it means you should become tummy. If I see it, I should go become tummy. No, awesome low to go. What does it mean? A very, very important point this measure is making. And that is that we just talked about different types of tumor, whether tumor the tumor's mace, the topic tonight, tumor's the vela. There is no prohibition to become tummy. A lot of people misinterpret. There's no prohibition to become. You're allowed to become tummy. Okay? The tumor is a status which results from doing this act. So there's no I'm not allowed to not touch a corpse of a person. It's just, if I do, I become tummy. But what is it relevant? So I'm going to answer it now, but you can't enter the Beis HaMikdash when you're in that status. You can't eat the meat from Karbonas. You can't eat Tumah. Okay, but there's no answer to Rishus. And the Rambam spells this out very clearly in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah says, Tzadi Vav, 9. He's talking about Tumah's look towards the end of the first line. Bani eskor ata hakdomo roi shetizkaros v'choma shenizkar min ha-tumah. I'm going to give you an introduction here. I want you to keep it in mind. Remember it, the Rambam tells us. All things to do with Tumah. Okay? And that is that there is no Indian that you have to become Tumah. There's no prohibition. There's no low sasa. There's no law that you're not allowed to become Tumah. Okay? It's telling you there's a mitzvah that he counts. A mitzvah that I say the fact that you become Tumah. It's a status. You become Tumah. You know, and by the way, you know, in English, they translate Tumah as defiled or impure. And I'm not saying I have a better translation, but there's a certain negative, negative implication, right? Contaminated. I'm not saying I have a better word, but, you know, it sounds like, but the truth of the matter is we know. I mean, let's say a dead person. There's a chavik kadisha. We have to, a mitzvah. Yeah, true, you become tummy. It's a mitzvah. Go to a cemetery, you know, we go to a relative's or a friend's, it's a mitzvah. It's not a bad thing. Yeah, it's true. The result is you become tummy. Okay. But there's no, what? Yeah, you take care of it.
Is that true to us as well?
Too much need is also what the woman becomes tummy. She what the
delay?
Okay, delay the tefillah. That's a big discussion. Not for now. Okay, let's say a woman sometimes comes up. The woman supposed to go to mikveh let's say on Thursday night, but her husband is out of town. He's not coming back till next week. So should she go? A discussion in posting. Should she go to the mikveh right away? Well, no, her husband's not. She's not. She's busy tonight. Her husband's not coming home anyways. That's a discussion. But the point is, I'm trying to say that's what Rambam tells us. Okay, and it's in mitzvah say tzadi vav. It's telling us that there are certain chiyuvim, and on the certain things, you know, like my mitzvah, you have to leave the community, you have to, whatever the dinim are in each case, but it's telling, and the Ramban, by the way, in his Asogas, takes even further. Ramban says, that's why I don't count any of this as a mitzvah saseh or a lo saseh either. Ramban doesn't count the tumas as a mitzvah saseh or lo saseh because there's no mitzvah, there's no iser. Okay, so it's an important point to keep in mind. Now, and the truth of the matter is that Rashi brings this in Chumash. And there in Parsha Shmini, in Perek Yudal, in the beginning of the Perek, it says, we did a famous Tukim, right? Here are the animals you can eat. It goes on to say, it's with hooves, and the truth is good. But the certain animals have one and not the other, including the Chazir, right? We all know these Tukim. So there at the end, I did quote the Pasuk, it says in Pasuk Ches, Perek Yudal, Pasuk Ches 11. Mibsarim lo sechela, uven, not allowed to eat the flesh of the meat of these animals, good. Uvenivlasam lo sigo. The Rashi quotes the source we just saw. Yocho yuhu yisro muzharim amaga nevela, is that true? You're not allowed to touch it? That's a simple reading of the pasuk. Hergila vayikra pasuk ches, uvenivlasam lo sigo. Sounds like there's an isser. Is that true? Says Rashi, no, Talmud lomar emar la kohanim. Kohanim are now to become tamei. Okay, we'll see that in a second. But ve'en yisroh muzharim. Okay, and Tumas Mace, for example, is only by a coin. So Amat Tamar Lo Malo Sigo. So why did it say Lo Sigo? The Regel Yontif. Yontif. Regel means Shal Shagom. Yontif. Every Jew has to come to Hashem, go to the base of Mikdash, bring Karbanos on Yontif. But then everybody has to become Tor, right? You've seen now, we have those excavations in the old Hashem. Every other excavation is a Mikdash. Right? The Mikvos all over the place. That's because when people came, they were Tomei, and then before they entered into the base of Mikdash, they had to go into the Mikdash. Right, I mean, that thing, you know, they're always flying, you know, going on these tours, oh, a mikveh here, this was a mikveh, that was a mikveh, you can see it was a mikveh. That's, you need a lot of mikvehs because people have become tar.
Was there a waiting period?
What do you mean?
The mikveh, you waited a day?
It depends on the type of tumah, but yes, yeah, okay.
The Kohen, is it left for the Kohen also, that's looking at us?
Oh, so now, what about Kohanim? So let's look. Back in Parshas Emor, the source 13, there it says, a Kohen is not allowed to become Tomei. Tomei Mace. Well, we're not allowed to become Tomei. What's Tomei Mace? A Kohen is not allowed to. Right, so what we said before in that Rambam, or Rashi and Chumash quotes, other than a Yontif, there's no Issa to become Tomei. People are Tomei all the time. It wasn't relevant for most things. But let's just say, you want to enter the Beis HaMikdash, you want to eat meat from Karbonos, you want to eat Truma. Okay, you had to be, and people generally just speaking were Tahor, but there's no prohibition. However, for a Kohen, there is a prohibition, except for, and then the Torah lists here, the relatives, right? Except certain immediate relatives, a Kohen can become Tomei. We assume the Shiva Krovim, the father, mother, the sister, brother, son, daughter, and spouse. Okay? But, okay? So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, on Tezimer Beis, Omer B'Yitzchak 14, Chayav Adam L'Tara Asma'atzma V'Regel. On the regalim, everybody's got to become Torah. Shememar v'nos malos yigal. Tanya v'nos malos yigal. Yochul yisom muzharin al ma'abagan avelo. Tamilomar el emar akomin aaron be aaron muzharin. B'nei Yisrael ain't muzharin. The aaron have a prohibition to become Tomei through contact with a mate. B'nei Yisrael don't. Okay? And that's basically what Rashi was quoting. Now, incidentally, the Gemara in Sota, the Mishnah in Sota, next page 15, points out Chof Bezim Bezim Sota. The Mishnah says, Kohenes mitamal amesim. Female, okay, Rashi says, Bas Kohen. Now, Bas Kohen, for certain dinim, has the same din as a Kohen. For example, a Bas Kohen, a girl, a daughter of a Kohen, is permitted to eat Truma. Permitted to eat Truma. Right, but a Bas Kohen is not prohibited from becoming Tamil Amaze. Okay, that's what the Mishnah says in Sota, Chav Beis, 15, Kohenes mit Tamil Amaze, and ain't Kohen mit Tamil Amaze. Like, Mark explains why. On Chav Kimo Beis, Kohenes Ram in my time, Omar Kra, Emor el Akonim, Bnei Aaron. Bnei Aaron, but not Benos Aaron. They have a special deal. It's only Bnei Aaron, not Benos Aaron. And that's why the Mishnah in Kiddush, the famous Mishnah in Kiddush, the Mishnah says, generally speaking, B'chol mitzvah saseh shazman gromo, any time-bound mitzvah means a mitzvah that applies only to a certain time of day or only a certain time of year. As Rashi says, shazman gromo shetavo. It doesn't apply now. Let's say there's no mitzvah eat matzah tonight, right? It's only on Pesach night. So then, in such mitzvahs, anoshim chayovim, the Noshim Peturos, they're exception. I'm not saying they're exception, but usually if it's time by mitzvah, men are chayv, women are not, women are exempt. However, the whole mitzvah essay shalom is man groma, but it's not a time by mitzvah, then echad or Noshim, echad or Noshim chayv. Men and women are equally obligated. Same thing, right? If it's not a time bound mitzvah, then women have to keep it the same as men. Even among the time bound, there are exceptions to the rule, but okay. Now, the whole mitzvah is losase, any losase, then it doesn't matter. Bein shazman groma, bein shalazman groma. By losase, the Mishnah tells us, this is Kedushin, whether it's time bound or it's not time bound, women have to keep it the same as men when it comes to losase, except for three exceptions. Chutz, mi baltakiv. Baltakiv means, or actually, the Passover, cutting off the payas. The women don't have to, women can cut the round, you know, the ear, cut off the so called payas. Men don't, you have to leave something here. Okay, also Baltashkes. Baltashkes here means not throwing out Baltashkes. It means like a razor, cutting with a razor, shaving the hair with a razor. So that the women are not obligated. And Baltitame Lemesim. Okay, the exclusion, the prohibition that you're not allowed to become Tamarashes to Kohanim, does not apply to women. Women are allowed to. I remember once reading, this was a story, I read it somewhere that the daughter of the Chafetz Chaim, when she was a young girl, so when their father got angry at her, the Chofetz Chaim got angry at her, and she was running after. So apparently, right near where they lived, there was a cemetery. So she ran away from her father. She ran into the cemetery because the Chofetz Chaim was a Kohen. she could, she was a smart girl. She ran to the cemetery and waited there till her father cooled off. Then she wouldn't get into trouble. Smart girl. But anyway, because she's a Baskabas, coin's not prohibited. So he couldn't follow her in. Anyway, the Rambam tells us in the Mitzvah Lo Sase Kuf Sam Vav 20, Mitzvah Kuf Sam Vav, which is their coin hedger, Mitzvah Shar Mason. Even though we said earlier the other Sefer Mitzvahs back in Sadi Vav, the Rambam wrote there that there's no issur upon a regular person to become tummy, but for a kohen is not allowed to become tummy except for the relative that's mentioned over there. Okay, and if you ask the question, huh?
Does he become tummy with if he goes for the relatives?
He becomes tummy. Becomes tummy, but he's allowed to. He's allowed to. He becomes tummy. I have to go to mikveh. Yeah. But he becomes tummy, right? And then the Rambam writes, "Umishavar." You ask the question, "Umishavar alav zeh v'nitma lazulas." He says, Chameshas makes him, it's seven, whatever. Chayav Malkus. To answer your question, yes. The Kohen will get Malkus. And then he says, those Hazar ain't on Nashim, not through my word. Okay. Because we have a tradition, but Aram will open Osar. And that's how the Raman Paskins as well. Hikos Ovel Paragimel Aloha Aleph 21. Ko Kohen Shinitma Lames, Chutz Mishisha Mesem Rosh Madora O Ishto, the six plus the wife, and the six immediately, what do you call it, blood relatives plus the wife. Okay, wife is only related to marriage, right? So the blood relatives plus the wife. So it says, if you do that, and there were Edim and Hasorah, I mean, they were witnesses, you were born, then you get Malkus like any other Isser in the Torah. And he says, Echad HaNogeb, Meis, Ohamal, Ohanose, the three categories I had before. Touching, being in the Ohel, carrying all these things, apply. Now, the question is, what about nowadays? You asked that question, right? So back in Torah 22, in the time of the Gaonim, one of the Gaonim, Rav Natchunoi Gaon, was asked this question. 22. Kohen shenichmas bebayis sheyesh bo meis bizman hazeh. What's bizman hazeh? There's no Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen aren't doing avoda. Kohen and Kohen are not doing avoda. There's no Beis HaMikdash. So the Kohen goes into a house where there's a dead body. Or bebeis HaKoros. He goes into a cemetery. Bizman hazeh. Zalta Malkin also ilah. Does Malkin still apply? So he answers, Kachreinu, Kevan shekedushaso kedushas olami. The concept of kedushas coin still applies. So af bizman hazeh she'ein beis hamikdash ve'ein avoda. Still over v'lav v'chay malkin shenemar olefesh v'itama be'amot. Okay, the coin's kedusha is still intact today. You know, even though there's no beis hamikdash, there's no avoda, still the coin's not going to do it. And therefore, the Rav Natchunoi Gaon paskin.
Why don't we have any power? We don't give up on any loves. It doesn't matter what.
Right, why asking the question in the first place?
Yeah
again, the answer, but you could say that it's one of the things which, you know, is totally in the mix. You could argue, well, since it's the client, you know, to avoda, then maybe his status is lowered. You're right. I mean, if not, you're right, says, no, it's not.
And he is a man to any dead mitzvah. He's also
covered makos. So we'll have to see, we don't give makos to the all. Okay, that's the issue. But then, it basically would, no, it's allowed to. For the six, well, it's possible, it's allowed to. There's all
Malkus.
Mace Smith also. Exactly. Yeah. And as I mentioned, Mace Smith. Yeah, it's the other thing. Yeah.
What's Malkus? Malkus is a civil administration.
No, there is it. So you're not right. We're not Malkus.
At the
time of that's an interesting question. He could mean in theory. I don't know. It's a good question. He's Chayav. Yeah. In theory, it means the law is still in effect. He's Chayav. We can't do it. It's still Chayav Malkus.
There
were
some countries where they had, I mean, Jews got permission from the government
to administer. Yes, I'm not sure. Yes, I'm not sure whether the Rambam got that. I don't know. Ramban, there in Parshas Emor, he says, you see, and he brings an interesting point. He says, the diuk is because it says, Emor elakon in Bnei Aaron. Usually, the Ramban points out, there in Parshas Emor, Perikov, Halam, Posek, Aleph 23, Ramban points out, usually it says by the Karbonas, just Aaron Ubonon. Aaron Vel Bonon. Doesn't call them Kohanim. Anything, those things have to do with Karbonas. But here, since it says Kohanim, that means for all time. Karbon has such a diuk. Okay, you have to check and see if it's all true. But anyway, he says you're from the Kohanim, and therefore there's a heel of, you know, we still have Birchas Kohanim, the Kohen still gets the first Aliyah, the other things we still have Kohanim for, and therefore this is one of them. And that's how the Sefer HaChinuch writes as well, there in Parshas Emor, Mitzvah Reis Samach Gimel. So Yitma Kohen Hedger Pemes, except for the relatives. And the Sefer HaChinuch, we know, the Sefer HaChinuch lists all the mitzvahs of the Torah. It's like you get a playbill cast in order of appearance. So he has the mitzvahs in order of appearance. Every Sefer, he tells you all the mitzvahs in that Sefer. And he tells you what the mitzvah is and who's obligated. He gives you a little philosophy behind the mitzvah. At the end, he tells you who has to keep this mitzvah and when. But here by the mitzvah reish samach gimel, he says in the 24th, "V'no heges mitzvah zu b'kohanim ascharim," applies to male kohanim, "b'chol mokom v'chol zman." All time, it's not totally in the Beis HaMikdash. And it doesn't matter where. It could be in Eretz Yisrael, it could be in New Jersey, it doesn't matter where you are. It applies all times. I'm a little bit of cave, it's not one of them. But anyway, he says, the coin, so that's the thing, Josh, he says also, coin, overall, zevenit, l'shum, meis, chutz, mei, chamish, mei, zevenit, so it meis, it loke. That doesn't mean in his time it was not good, no, but it means in your chayiv, malke. Okay, now. So that's a big problem. Very good. So that's exactly what I'm looking for next. That segues right to the next point. Because good. So now we know, at least in principle, the issur of tumas of a coin becoming tumah l'meis still applies today. Even the absolute issur. That's clear from the Rav Nachman Oregon, from the Rabban, from the Chinuch. They all say that. Okay, that's true. And you would theoretically get malchus, right? And that applies today. But the question is, yeah, but today's with the Mr. White says, yes, 1 second. Isn't everybody tummy today anyways? What would he do? He's tummy anyway. He became tummy. He's tummy anyway. So where does that come from? Where did it come from? They're all tummy today. So just a little quick background. Also, it's rooted, one of the explanations, rooted in the pasuk here in Chukas as well, 25, in Paragyutes, Paragyutes, pasuk Tezayin. V'chol asher yiga al pnei hasodeh, v'chal cherev ol meis, ol be'etman, ol be'kavar yitma shom yisyalim. Anyone who touches, so mentions different things, and the Gemara has, the next source, the Gemara Nazir, on Daf Nun Gimel Beis, darshans each phrase in that pasuk. So it says, the Tanya, what does it mean, I look in there, 23rd, 26th, the Tanya, v'chol asher yiga al pnei hasodeh, v'chal cherev ol meis, cherev harezeh kecholo. What does that mean? A sword, okay? Let's say they killed the person, okay, and so I didn't touch the dead body, but I touched the sword. I touched the sword. Cherev hareu kecholo. Cholo means the corpse. So the cherev also the same din of the corpse. And now, just the terminology, we find that a dead body is called in rabbinic literature avi avos hatumah. That's the highest tumah. So anyone who touches, as we discussed today, maga, maso, cholo, becomes now what's called an avatumah. Tumah is conducted like electricity, right? So but it weakens each step. So a person who is who touches a mace becomes an avatum. When I go touch another person, that person becomes a rishon l'tumah. Or same with Kalim, touching all the rishon l'tumah, he touches another person, the other person doesn't become a shein l'tumah, but certain things do, certain types of food become shein l'tumah. And then kashlishi l'tumah is only by tumah. Now, because, you know, down the line, okay, it really goes up to five. But anyway, the point is, look at Tosis, Nun Gimel Beis, Dimasa Chayav Ariel Kachol, 27. The Kli Matchas, he says, metal utensils, Anogim B'meis, Nasin Avi Avos HaTumah K'meis Atzmo. The metal utensils, which became Tomei through the mace, become Avi Avos HaTumah, like the mace himself. L'tamei Adam Anogerbo, L'tamei Tumah Shiva, K'noger B'meis Atzmo. O L'tamei Adam Aboba O, Asher Cherev B'tocho. Or just came the sword, the metal has the same din as the corpse itself. So therefore, if you're in Ola with the sword, with that item, the cherub, also Tumah Shiva Kibbal Ola Mace. Okay, the Rambam passes this way. So let's see. So the Rambam, it was right. So the Rambam says in Parakei Halacha Gimel, Kalim Shenitbu B'Mace. Okay, here he clarifies, Bain B'Maga, Bain B'Ol. Okay. A keli which became tomei through a mace, whether touching it or being in the ol, becomes like the mace itself. Not only metal, but that toast seems to imply metal. That's machokas, not for now, but other types of kalim as well. So the idea is that a metal item, which was in the Ol HaMeis, now has the status of the mace itself. And therefore, it's Avi Avos HaTumah. Tosis in Nozir, on the next after Nun Dalam Bey, says, Omer Reinatam, Al Korchel of a Tukma Sin the Klei Matkes, because the Klei Matkes can make Tomei, that's not what the Mishnah is told. That's not my issue, but look at this. This second line of 29. Sholach Or Benu Chaim Cohen. Benu Chaim Cohen was one of the Balei Tosos, the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, he's very close to Rabbeinu Tam. He sent him a Shaila, took a pasuk from Yeshaya to the Haftar of the Shabbos to Rosh Chodesh. Eizehu Bayis, I said, Tivoli. What house can you build for me? I'm a Cohen, he says. The type of tumor is one of the class of people besides Kohen who can't become tummy. Even Yisrael, he's a Nazir. Right, we'll get to that in a second. A Nazir also can't become tummy. So he says, well, what's the point I'm bringing out now? The Ein Lecha Bayis, She Ein Bar Shum Kli Matcha, Shahar Ba'ol Ameis, or Shum Nisar. Every house, there could well be a piece of metal that had been in a house where somebody died. How are you going to, where can I live, said Chaim Cohen? I can't live in a house based on this rule, right? What's going on? Okay, how can I possibly, I'm a Cohen, how can I find a positive? There's going to be some nail, some metal piece that was once in a house that somebody, and I can't live there, right? How could it be? And they don't find an answer in Tosis. And Tosis elsewhere, in Chul and Kuv Tav and Aleph 30 also writes, Ki e efser, lahem lizar mitumas meis. It's impossible today, since we don't observe these dinim carefully. At one time, if there was somebody became Thomas, they were mitaret. But today we don't keep the dinim of tum and tara, so it's impossible, said Rabbi Chaim Cohen, that highly unlikely that I walk into a house, there might have been a piece of metal missing. My mistress died here 10 years ago, and now the metal is tummy. It's impossible. The poster says also, because Nehi, he says, a coin can be careful, okay, not to go to a cemetery, not to touch the mace himself, but any house where somebody once died, that's it. The coin can never walk in. So it's impossible. What do we do? So now we come to the point that David mentioned. And therefore, we should say, I mean, is that true? If that's the case, then every coin is already tummy. So what's the problem with going to a cemetery funeral? He's going to become his tummy anyhow. I mean, as we said, it's impossible not to be. And we're not going to give him malchus. Maybe saying there's no malchus there anyway. But what do you mean?
I think that we are now tamei.
Yes. Okay. So let's see what the sources say. But you understand the question. It was basically everybody's tamei anyway. So there are conflicting sources exactly how we apply the data. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Yudalbeis 31, the Tanya. Yosef, and we'll see this, okay? Because the post can ask, the Rishon already asked in a different context. There's a din called Tumas Eretz Amin. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanan said it's automatically Tomei. Whatever reason they gave for it. We'll see in a second. Look at the Gemara Shabbos. Tanya Yosef and Yosef, he's trained with Yosef and Yochanan Shalayim. Those are Tumas Eretz Amin. Rashi explains why. Because, at least in the old days, people buried wherever, wherever you walk, it could be somebody's buried there. How can you walk anywhere, especially among the Goyim? They didn't necessarily mark off the cemeteries or whatever. Somebody died, they're buried in the backyard or whatever. They buried. So somebody was buried. So Cohen, we're living in a land where they don't care for these dinim. So therefore, and the assumption here is Nachri, it's Mitame, Magamasa, Ola Rabbanon, at least Rabbanon, the Goyish dead body is Mitame. So you can't walk around anywhere. Cohen, who knows? In Chutzar, so they made such a there. That's what Rambam says in the Parish of Mishnayos, in all those Paragbeis and Shagimel. Because they're not careful about where they bury and so on, we're choshesh. Wherever you go, you can possibly be a dead body there, right? And that's around Paskin, Hilchos Tumas Meis, Perek Beis, Halachat Design 34. V'chein kol aretos akum afron tomim mitamim b'bago masim ne'atzomo shein his armor. They're bones, they can be dead bodies. Okay. So because of that, you have a following din by a nazir. I mentioned before, a nazir is also a person who can't become tomim l'meis. That's the psukim. And Parshas Naso, B'midah, Park Vav, Sukkim Vav, Sukhes. Kol Yimei Hazirol Hashem, Al Nefesh Meis Lo'evo. A man or a woman, can become a Nazir. I mentioned in the past, that was something that Rav Shechter, Shlita, when you want to go into, now it's already a joke, because everybody knows it, but years ago, when he would learn his kolos, he'd give you a fahir, to see, and learn a little bit. So one of the questions that years ago, he used to ask the guys, can a woman become a Nazir? And a woman become a Nazir. So people are trying to figure out, so people, alumnus, or this or that. The answer is, you look in the Pasuk and Parshas, it says, Ish O Isha. You see, that when I know the Pasuk, it says, Ish O Isha, Ki Sidor Nezer, L'Hazir Hashem. That's the Chumash, you don't need too much alumnus. That's the whole people. Ish O Isha. Anyway, so but one of the things that Mace can't do is, on Nefesh Mace Lo, even his relative, Kol Yemei Nizo, Kadoshul Hashem, Rashi Zukadush Aguf, Melotamel Amesim, right? That's Rashi and Naso, the middle paragraph, Pasuk says. So, a coin can't become tummy. So the Rambam writes, Hilchos Nazirus, Parak Beis, Halacha Chalas, 37, Ein HaNazirus, No Heges, Celebrates Yisrael. Nazirus is only in Eretz Yisrael. Umisha Nazar Bechutzard, Konsin also, Mechayven also allows Eretz Yisrael. If somebody took a neder because Nazar in America, or out there, you better ship him off right away to Eretz Yisrael. Okay? And let him be in another Eretz Yisrael. And Kofin also Eretz Yisrael. Because either until he dies, until the time is up, until the base of Mikdash is built, or whatever, he better get out of here and go to Eretz Yisrael. So the Rizid there writes, what do you mean? What good is it to the Eretz Yisrael? What's Tamei there too? Right? He says, Omar Avram, Loma Kofin also, Lalo Zulinos, Vichyesham Tara, Lalo Kulanu Tamei, Tumas Mace, anyway, even Eretz Yisrael. What is it? What good is it doing? Therefore, he says, you're not allowed to become a Nazir anywhere, period. You're not allowed to do this. You don't become a Nazir. We don't think a Nazir. You're going to be Matan Nazir. You can't become a Nazir. You follow? So the Rabbi is saying, he says explicitly, Halo Kulano Tmein Tumas Mace anyway. So what good is it? Oh, the Rabbi says he takes a Nazir to become a Nazir Chutas. You better ship him off to Eretz Yisrael right away. Says the Rabbi, what good is that do? And Eretz Yisrael would tell me also. Aruch HaShulchan explains, I'm not going to go into it now, but there's a book called the same author, the Aruch HaShulchan, Michel Michael Epstein, father of the Torah, wrote the Aruch HaShulchan, and he wrote a work called the Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid, meaning laws that are going to be in the future. They're not relevant anymore today, not the Shulchan Aruch, because the regular Aruch HaShulchan is a running commentary, simon by simon in the Shulchan Aruch, all four Chalukim, from the Aruch HaYim, or Dei Evelez, and Chal Shemesh. But then he wrote a work called Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid, all the dinim about the Naziris and Karbanis and different things. So, Tyrus, so Hilchot Zeus and Zion, he touches up this machlokas. He says the Ravid is right. What good is it to go to Yisrael, right? So he says, yeah, the Rambam is a shitosli, but once the rule was in place, the rule stayed in place, even the reason doesn't apply. Anyway, bottom line. So the din is as follows. So that's how we know, and that Ravid is one of the sources for the idea that we're all Tamei Meis. So now bring this over to our issue. So if all the Kohanim are Tamei Meis anyway, so what's the difference? Let them go to a cemetery, let them know who cares.
The reason you're wrong.
Because again, we don't keep these dinim, so there could be a thing here that I touched, and now who knows, right? The likelihood is, and if someone had died in this house, and so everybody's Tamei, and there's no paraduma, no way to become par again. But the moment I went to a cemetery, game over, so now I'm Tamei the rest of my life until they bring the paraduma. We don't have it anymore, right? So that's it. You shook my hand, and it's impossible. Right, and even if a coin tries to be careful, but they walk into a house, maybe somebody died here 10 years ago. Maybe there's a piece of metal that was used over here. Right, all these things. So what's the problem? So the issue is as follows: is there such a concept? Basically, this is what it revolves around. We'll see quickly some of the sources. Is there such a concept that you were both suggesting as becoming more tummy? Is there such a thing as or do we say once a guy, you know, you could say tumma is like being pregnant. Either you're pregnant, or you're not pregnant. Right? There's no being more pregnant. Right? Either she is or she isn't. Is that true by Tumah or no? So there are a number of different sources. The Sifra over there in Emor on the by the Kohanim, it says Lo Yitama, Eina Matana Lachem Imar Shaloi Over Adam Hol. But it may see Alake that someone's Tumah Biyadi. Can a Kohen say, "Listen, my relative died, so I'm going to the cemetery anyhow, right? I'm mutter. I'm allowed to say, no, I'm not a mitzvah. I have to go bury my father, whatever it is. And while I'm there, I'll take care of some of the mace also." After all, I'm there already, right? So I'm allowed to be this. So can I take I'll give a more modern example. The coin is in a cemetery, and meanwhile, a few a little further away, they need another person for a minion. So can the coin go over there? He's already, Tommy's in the cemetery already, right? So the Sifra says, no. Shalom Yomar Adam, Hoel, Venit Mesi, Alak Eretzon, Sponu Yodi. Let me bring some other bones in. Once I'm burying my sister, my father, my brother, whatever, so I'll bury somebody else too. I'm going anywhere else, right? I'll help out. I'll help bury this other person too. The Sifra says you can't say that. And there's a similar, it seems like that from the Gemara Nozit in the Mem Gimel Aleph 40. Lehechalo, that's the plus again in the beginning of Parshas Emor that had back in source 13. Parak Chof Aleph plus of God. Lehitama Baal Bamav Lehechalo. Lehechalo says this opinion. Lehochid also Misha Eino Mechulo. That the Issa only applies with someone who's not now Mechulo, not now Tomei. Your possession called Omer, this one's already Tame, and it's okay. So that seems a little bit of a conflict, right? Because the Sifra seemed to say, you can't just say, well, I'm going anyway. And this says, no, the only issue is to make yourself Tame, you're Tame anyway. So there's Yerushalmi. Says as follows in Nozir Per Gimel Halacha 41. Kohen Sha'ome Bevei Sakoris. Kohen is in the cemetery. Oh, Shitu, to bury a relative is allowed to be there for. And again, while you're over there, put this other, help me lower this other body that happened to be grave right next to it. You know, we have different plots and so on. You know, in some community, I think in the Buddhist community, the kill has plots, and a person dies, and then the next person dies, you bury the next plot next to them. I don't think you, I think it's like that in Buddhism. It used to be like that. They just have one, you're not necessarily buried there. I guess, unless you request it. I don't know how it works exactly, but you know, they bury the next person, the next plot. So that, they have another guy says, so the Yerushalmi says, Yochel Kaba Tamadoma, no. Why Tamal Baba of Harishakiba Yochel Yechayev Tamaroa Echalo? He says, well, there's a compromise position. You shouldn't do it, but if you didn't get Malchus, that's what some years before. That's a compromise position of Yerushalmi. And Amar was there in Yochelan, Hechalo, Yotzazishan of Moses. Kilo Achilo, why? Because he's not adding anything. He's already standing in the cemetery, not adding any tumma. Okay? And the Yerushalmi says, like the Sifosh, Elo Yomar, Ho and Mesal Abba. Since I'm becoming Tom with my father, so I'll do something else. No, you're not supposed to do that. So look in the Korban later, and then Pray Moshe explain to Yerushalmi.
Even in the
time
of the Tamidash, if a Kohen is a man,
yeah,
you cannot go to another family.
Right, so now the question is, another, what, that's what we're discussing right now. What are the guidelines? Because on the one hand, you could argue, that's exactly what the Sifo and the Yerushalmi is saying. He can't become part of somebody else. On the other hand, you wouldn't get Malchus because you didn't add anything. That's what it seems. Or maybe according to the Bavli, we'll see in a second, maybe the Bavli might disagree. We'll see in a moment. Or there are other guidelines. The Rambam Paskins, in Perek Beis, like you said, Perek Beis, Alocha Tesvav, Avilchus, Ovel, 44. Lefichach osu lekoin, listam elameis, afilu be'eshu listam elekrovo. You said, a coin can't become tummy to somebody else, even at the time when he's becoming tummy for his relative. Shenemar lo yitama, einam etam lachem imo. Shelo yomar hovin meis, that's what Rambam passes. Hovin meis al ovi, since I'm becoming to my father, I become tummy to somebody else. And this will be right, that we do this to this day. Lefichach, says the Rambam, coin shemeis al meis, tzorach li zor le kovar besof beis hakvaros. The coin should bury his relative at the edge of the cemetery. Still done today. The Kohanim section, in the cemetery is right by the road, right by the edge of the cemetery. Why? Rambam says, "Kadesh shlo yikanes lebeis hakoros." The only time across the chayim, because he won't go in and be talmid for other things. Yeah, other masons.
Is it that he's not even allowed to become
talmid,
or talmid is just a status?
Right, but for Kohen, it's a minister.
But it's possible for one of the
Kohen,
he doesn't become
talmid. That's you asking, but he does become talmid. He just isn't allowed to. He does become Tomei, but he can't go in. He can go right to that, right to the edge of the road. He doesn't go in the cemetery.
No, I'm saying after the burial next year, or your side or something.
No, I think not. He doesn't go in. He goes just near, but not there. Usually, there's a road. They can go right up to a certain point. Yeah. So.
That the love is an active love.
Yeah.
Every time he does, it's not a love.
Right. That's what it looks like.
That's why.
So let's see. So that's what the Mishnah says. We'll see in a moment. There is a brayse in the Masechah Smachos. Masechah Smachos is one of the so-called minor tractates. It's not really from the Gemara. It's really from the Gonin. Masechah Smachos is Lashon Saginor, a euphemism. The laws of joyous occasions. It means the opposite. That I was warning you. So it says he has a different position. Parak Dawach at Hazbok. Okay, a little different. Haya Omei B'Kover Es Meso. Adshu Omei B'Soch HaKever. Mekabel me'acher mekover. Pireish harayz lo yitamei. The Masechah Smokos says that while he's there, it seems that it's okay. It's only after he leaves the area of the kura. And Yerushalmi, in that same section, knows it says that that's actually machlokas to the kivan of Tarfon. Okay, what does it mean? Yotzo v'nichmas. Okay, the guy went out of the cemetery, but he's still tamei, and it didn't change his status. He went in to bury his father. Okay. Now he became Tommy, legally. And now he went out of the cemetery. Right? And then he decided, you know what, wait a minute, the notice of burying in front of it, he wants to go back in. So Tarfon says, Yotzu Nicholas, Tarfon says, Potter, why should he be chay? He was just Tommy. Tommy didn't disappear. Tommy didn't disappear when he walked out. Right? So he can go right back in. However, Rekiva, Mechayim. So Amar Rabbi Tarfon, what did he add? What's the problem going back in? What tumma did he add? Well, Akiva, I'll tell you why. V'shor shahasham tamei tumas shiva, pirish tamei tumas erev. As the Mepharshim explained, the Kohenim, the Pei Moshe explained as follows. Okay, He says, when he's inside the cemetery, okay, and he's connected to the mace, let's say he's blowing the, and somebody else touches him, let's say from outside region it touches him, so that person now becomes Tamei Shiva, okay? But when he walks out, he's no longer connected to the mace, now he's only in the Tamei, a person who touches him one day, the lower level, the Av makes a Rishon, so now he only makes him Tamei for one day. He goes back in and he'll make it to seven again. So the going back in does have an increased strength, this Tuma. Let's see the words. Okay? He says, we're going to carbonate the 47, the second one. No. Okay, Perusha, next one. Kisharashon bikvaros and noga bikavar meis hanogeabo, somebody else touches him, Tamei Tuma Shiva. Hirish me mace, Tamei Tumas Erev, the guy who touches him, this is the next guy. Ushachozu and Ichmas, Mosif al Chilulo, Shanogea Bo Yitma Shiva. It's true that there's no difference for himself. It's true. Whether once he walks out or he's still there's no difference for the Kohen himself. But there's a difference in his conducting Tumah to another party. So says the Bekiva, that's why he can't go back in. Even though for himself it won't make a difference, it'll make a difference in the, shall we say, power of his Tumah. And the Batarfan says, you know, you're right. As I was there, 46. I'm going to tarf on Akiva, call up, in the Yerushalmi, they spell Akiva today. Akiva, call up Parish Mimcha, Ki Parish Mechayev. Someone who walks away from you is like leaving life itself. He gives out a compliment. He's right. Okay, that's how it works out. So, now the truth of the matter is, I just pointed out, the Mesechus Smachas, Paragdalach, Tazayin, and Exhaloch, in 49, the opinions are reversed. Okay, the Nipra Bo Yar, Batarf on Mechayev, Akiva on Potter. Okay, that's one interesting point. Which one said what? Okay, not so much relevant.
Where is the 1 day, 7 day
established? Oh, what?
Where is the 1 day, 7 day established?
Because only the only person who gave a mace is Tamei 7 days. If someone touches him, it's a lower level of Tumah. Tumah is conductive. So because you touch someone who's Tamei the mace, you only come Tamei for 1 day. Yeah.
Then if he fully touches him, it's only 1 day.
Right.
And then if he,
because when he's in there, he's like the Avi Avosa. And we said before, anybody who's in direct, he's going to be all amazed. He's in the cemetery, in the grave. Then he's Avi Avosa.
The second time, he's not?
He goes back in. No, that's the point. He goes back in now. He goes back to seven. That's why he can't go back in. Because that's increasing, he's increasing him the power of his tumor. You know, it doesn't change his status. That's what the key is. He can't go back in because he's increasing the ability to be Metame. You follow? That's the key to this point. Anyway, the Sechus Smachas has a sheet of Zeus, but there is something else as well. The Sechus Smachas is. There's another thing. You see, this, I should have printed the Psukim, but in our Parsha in Chukas, it says you become Tamei for 7 days, and then you get sprinkled by the ashes of the Paraduma on day three and on day seven. Now, it says the Sechus Smachas, there's a difference. Are we talking about a guy who went back in the same day, or do you go back in the next day before he went to the mikvah? So you're right. Again, for him, it didn't change, but it did change. You know why? Because now he's delaying the tumah for another day. So there you have in the Maseches Tana, Maseches Smachos, Paragdal, Lachat Tazayim, Nitma la'achar oso yom, hakol modem shu chayim. Then there's no machok, the Kibbutz Tarfon, whichever holds what. But if it's the next day, you have to go back to your side, you go back the next day. No, then for sure, he's not allowed to. Because it's just Sosa Yom Echad, right before. So the Ramban brings us in this commentary, Makkos Chof Aleph Mod Aleph, okay, I will nitma l'mochar kol mod shulchan, this is Yom Echad, mar bet tuma l'atmo. And he's adding tuma, right? And Tosfos says, in Shulchan, he's Dana Mod Aleph, the Holy Source of 51. Okay, so... Huh?
What did they say to Marbet? It should be
Shinut. Marbet, the number of days, I guess, is adding. I'm not sure, it's a funny language. I hear you.
It changes status.
So we have two things, though, the day and also the ability to transmit to them. You know, but you're right, I'm not sure the language. But the Mishnah says in Nozir, Mem Beis on Aleph, look at 52, you mentioned before. Hay metame lemeisim kol hayom. All day he was metame lemeis. Eino chayim elachas. This has to do with warning. It's also a mission Makkos Chof Aleph. He gets warned. He's only chayav one set of lashes. But Amrullah, if each time they told him, I'll take him out, don't, kept warning him, then he's going to be chayav al kalach hazachas. The Gemara in Nazir, it's late, I want to get to something else to finish up, but the Gemara in Nazir on Membeis and Membeis has a machokas amaroin. First of all, is what Rav Huna say. If Amar Rav Huna, Mikre Mala Devar Kasa Lo Yitamah, Kishomer Lo Yavo, Lazir Ala Tuma, Lazir Ala Bia, Aval Tuma V'Tuma Lo. Rav Huna said that if you are Tame and you become Tame again, that's not a problem. It's only if he's Tame and Bia goes into a house, he does a different act. That's what he says. Rav Yosef disagrees, Afilu Tuma V'Tuma, you're not allowed to. And he quotes that din of Nozir Shomer Beis HaKvaros, we had Yerushalmi and so on, Yechayev, okay. Abaye asks, said the following, Eise Abaye, Kohen Sherlo Meis Munachal Ksefo. The Kohen was carrying the, he's bringing his father to be buried, right on his shoulder. Oshito Meis, Meis, Meis Achem and Ogabo. It's okay, why are you carrying the father? Help carry this too. Whatever you can imagine the case. Yochel Yechayev, no, not. All right, so what about our Mishnah? It says he can be Chayev multiple times. They said that's kan b'chibur and kan shalom b'chibur in the market. Chibur means, as Rashi says, where you're touching the mace directly, not touching directly. Anyway, sof kol sof. I don't know probably about that Gemara knows it. We should look it up, but I want to get to the last source and I think very interesting shita. But the bottom line is, it appears that the coin shouldn't become tame even today, because number one is it's changing, going to the cemetery. Good, he's tame l'mace, but now he goes in the cemetery, he's increasing the power. And he's also possibly delaying. We don't have the Afer of the Parantum anymore. We'll see how that applies now in the Rishonim. Okay, so let's take a look. Tosis says, Nozim em gimbal alpha, that's 55. Mehocha mashma, the Kohen osu litame lacherem afkeshu matuma klar. The Pierce this Osugia, what we said, a Kohen cannot become Tome, even if he's already Tome. Okay? And because even Rabbah Rabbi Pirish also the Tommy. Rabbi says you already left, you can't become Tari. That's the Re. That's what the Tosus quotes from the Re. The Ramban also says like this. The Ramban in the Torah Sa'odom, okay, Shara Sof in the Akonim 56, says, if he left his mace and touched another mace, you're absolutely chayev, and so because you're Mosif Tuma, all right? When he's touching his mace, Anogeb Bo, Kinogeb Mace, Atzon, that's the Avatuma. When it's Pirish, then it becomes only not a Vyavosa Tumah. Now it's an Avatumah, so the guy who touches, everything explained. The guy who touches him only becomes a Rishon, so now it strengthens the level of the Tumah. Okay, like we said. And he quotes Hilchos of Tarfon, which is the Issa, again, whoever says what, also Machlokes. But look at the end of 56. Ava Rabbeinu Tamzal, Paskin the other way. He says Paskin Abikiva. He has a different gear, so it doesn't matter. Look what Rabbeinu Tam says. Benitma Bo Bayom Shul Potter. The same day, he paskin is not a problem, and therefore umater kinesis kohana lemesa koros. Look at the end of 56. Rabbeinu Tam allows a kohen to go to a cemetery to a funeral. Okay, it was the same day. That's what he says. Now the Rambam paskin is the first way. Per gimel locha dalet nichnas v'yotze v'chazav v'nichnas v'yotze. Okay, you're chayav, and he certainly says, "I know gave a low pirish." Oshem and Beis Hakvaros and Omer Shacherim. Okay, Afu Shehitzu will come up in a lot of lachas from Chul of Omer Kolzman Shelo Pirish. There's no reason to leave, but if you did, even if it's the same day, it's a problem. The Rosh in Alochus Tanas and back of Menachos and Chosumas and Vav quotes this of the Tam as well. He quotes that some say no. The Rambam, as we just said, says that after the Kavura, he walks out, he can't come back in, even the same day. Rabbeinu Tam crossed off. No, Shalach Rekiva. Okay, Dinit Mo Bo Bayom Pater Umutter Akoyin LaHachnis Meisel Beis Hakvaros LaKavro, and therefore we can go in and so on and so forth. The Smag. Yeah, right. Because of the Dochen, he's Rabbanon.
Agree that his status changes from a 7-day contamination.
So he doesn't deal with that openly that I see. Okay. But he's saying that's why he said the same day. It's okay, presumably, because I guess he's not worried about the power of the Tumah change, at least Bizman Azeh. Because what does it mean? They're all Tumah anyway. And both reasons perhaps don't apply to Bizman. That's exactly what we're going to see right now. But the Smag writes, that's a Menatam. Menatam's name is Yaakov. Yaakov Ish Tam. That's supposed to exist. He's called Rabbeinu Yaakov. So it says, Matzosi Vishem Rabbeinu Yaakov, to Bizman Hazeh. Kohen Hamitame Beis Hakvaros ain't a loker. Okay? Not loker. All right? And he says, Pirish min hakever, b'chaz v'kava loker di rekiva v'tarfon, says no. And he says, v'posek v'tarfon v'inkein bizman hazeh, exactly what he says, ma mar be'betumah yesh. Okay? Kevin Shem Mechatos ain't on the others. We don't have ashes in the Pardu. It's called Mechatos. We don't have that today, the sprinkling. We don't have it. So what's he adding? Right, 7 days, 1 day. What's the difference? They're all Tommy anyway. Right, that's how the smog ties up around the top. You follow? We don't have the Pardu anyway. So he's adding is, oh, he's delaying by a day. Or he's going to make him become more Tommy. Well, the whole thing doesn't apply. Therefore,
the whole thing means
well, that's unclear. That's exactly what I see now as a machlokes. Okay, the Ravid is going to, since you asked, I mean, the Tom seems to say only the same day. Okay, I'm glad you made that point. We'll see if everyone agrees with that. Okay, quick, I want to finish. Rambam, Hilchos Avil, Perek Gimelach Zayin, writes that he says, Yalok Alaf Alabi. The Ravid disagrees, but more important for us now, because it's getting late, the Rambam, Hilchos Nazirus, Perek Yalach Tezvav. There's a long Ravid, okay, and basically the Ravid says that we paskin that. Look at the end of the Ravid. Afilu pirish v'chaz v'nog ha-potter v'koin v'kohanim v'zman hazeh t'mei meisein v'od ein alem chiyav tumo v'mechayiv osam olav v'hovi rayim. You want to be mechayiv a coin today? And he says, anytime. Not to say, you can go today, the next day, for the earth, whenever you want. He says, the Ravid seems to say the whole tumas coin does not apply today. A coin can go into Beis HaKoros, Gemayim Yulach. That's what the simple reading of the Ravid is.
We don't know.
Well, right, but the question is a major question. Look at, well, let's see. The Gemara says, above Metzia Pehem base, Reish Lakish had Mitzayim Ma'arta. Reish Lakish was the time of the Amoroi. Would go ahead and put posts up where they were set, where they were grave sites. Why? Rashi says, Shaloi Kashu Kohanim. Okay. Or Vashon, Chesam Aleph, Rabbeno, have a Mitzayim Ma'arta, and Rashbam says also, Kedil Hakir, Mokamatuma. What would they waste their time for? What's the difference? Why the coin can go according to the Ravid? What were these Rabbanim doing? Right? Why were they marking off as a cemetery funeral? Who cares? The coin can go. There's no issue. There's a long Mishnah on Halachos Avil Perek Gimelach Aleph 56. Amir Midrar, he says a fascinating thing. He says, Ikel is the next page. Ikel Asmui Tuva, the source arriving. There's an astonishing question against the Ravid. We just asked it. You have all these Gemaras. Okay, and he says, you know what? In the days of the Amoraim, they still had the Afer of the Parador. Interesting. That's what he claims. In fact, he points to, he says in the fifth line, Zuchanish or Isim, I once saw somewhere that even they brought it even to Bovel. The somewhere is the Tosefta. I didn't know it. I saw in the note. Tosefta and Parah, Parah Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Shimon Omer, Afan Yard, and Mama Bovel. They brought to Bovel also. So therefore, now you said we don't Paskin like the Ravidism. He says, you're right, but he raised the following question. What if it's a Goyish cemetery? Would we let a coin go into a Goyish cemetery? So the Mishnah Melech wants to say, well, maybe it's a Sfik Faker. Because first of all, there's a question whether Goyim or Mitame, a dead Goy is Mitame. Second of all, maybe we hold like the Rav, it doesn't even apply to a Jew. If you put the two Sfakers together, it should be Mutter. That's what he says, Sfik Faker. The end, he says, but I don't think it's right. He says, number one, most people hold that a Goy is Mitame. And number two, everyone holds against this Ravid. So it's not really a valid Sfek. That's what he says. And he brings an interesting Ravid. How do we know everyone holds against this Ravid? Because a lot of poskim he writes, including Sohar, who only wrote the halachas that are relevant to Zman Hazeh. Let's say in the Rambam, we have dinim that apply in Karbanas, whole section, not in the Sohar. Sohar Tur is only a dinim that apply in Zman Hazeh. But there is a section on Thomas Kohen and Thomas Mace. Obviously, they hold it against the Ravid. It's interesting, what did the Ravid mean? The Dogomer Vova, that's in the Novi Huda. On the side of the page, Yerodeus and Shin Ayin Beis, Siv Beis, Omri Chesko, that was his name, Chesko Landau Prague. He says, I always thought that according to the Ravid, Ein Isur Klal, a coin Shikranit, Latame Atzma. But upon further investigation, I think what the Ravid simply means, you don't get Malkus. Okay, but he didn't think, but it's Usur, even Midoraisa. There's a fascinating Tshuva of Chassam Sofer on this subject, 59. If time, you can keep the sheets and look at it, it's interesting to read, but just late. But Siv Shin Lamed Ches, Chelek Yerodeus, Chassam Sofer tells a story. He says, he remembers when he was a young boy, Chassam Sofer learned by Reb Nosson Adler. Reb Nosson Adler was his rabbi, not the Nathan Adler, who was later rabbi, but the Nosson Adler, called him a chosich v'kun, he was a kohen, a great gaon. So he says, in Tuf Kuf Mem Gimel. What was that? That was 1783. He said he was traveling with his rabbi Nosson Adler. He came to Prague. He met the Notary Huda. Chassam Sofer was younger. He met the Notary Huda, and he remembers his Rebbe Nosson Adler was pupilling with the Notary Huda on this subject, and the Notary Huda thought that the Ravid meant mutter and gantz, for a coin to go to a cemetery, no problem. And my Rebbe Nosson Abba disagreed. I brought the letters back and forth. He said, and that's why the Navi Yehuda changed his mind, because he was convinced by my Rebbe. Okay. The Avnei Nezer is a tshuva. He says that he brings a raya. Avnei Nezer and Yechelik Yerdes and Tov Samach Vav Ostes. He quotes his Dalma Rav, and he says later on he found in the tshuva's Tamin Deim, which is tshuvas from the raya, which they didn't have, but the Avnei Nezer had. He wasn't having. He says beferish that it's also from the raya. So that's another, you know, the raya. That's a, I'm sorry. That it doesn't mean that it's completely mutter. Okay. Just look at the back page very quickly. Not everyone agrees with that. The Minchas Chinuch, in Parshas Emor, Mitzvah Reish Samach Gimel Os Yud Ches, he talks about the Ravid. He doesn't go so far as to say the Ravid said that it's also Doraisa. He meant it's also Darabonon. He says it's Mutter Doraisa for calling today to go into, but also Midrabonon. Mekiva Eger, in his Chuvus, Madura Tinyasim Yud Ches 73, says no. He says he doesn't buy this idea. Oh, he's only talking about Malchus. Why? He says, because there's no Malchus today. So what the rival would pipe up and say, it's okay for going to, what I mean by that, there's no Malchus. There's no Malchus anyway. So the Kiva Eger once insisted, no, he meant what he said. He meant there's no Tum at all. He is a minority view, but he meant it completely. Okay? Now, it sounds like some have a Taina, the Minchas Chinuch, and others have a Taina, Minchas Chinuch, and that same piece, Taina, what did the Notabi, Mishnah Melech said, well, we shouldn't even bring this because the Ravid to Das Yochid. Doesn't the Ravid agree with that Rabbi Natan that we saw before? Ravid's not. Rabbi Natan is a big posek. That's the Tom Tov is bothered by, and the Zul is bothered by, and the Cheskin is bothered. Doesn't he agree? That's a question. Some learn that the Cheskinach learned the Taka, the Mishnah Melech is wrong. The Ravid is not a Das Yochid. The Rabbi Natan also agrees. Others agree. The Tom Tov says, no. He says, because the Tom was only allowing it on the same day. The Ravid was more making. He was, so it's not the same thing. Lastly, and this is finished. My sorry, but it's over. The Moshe Feinstein, Shuvasigus Moshe Yodei Chelakalas and Reish Lamed, not of base. He quotes the Ravid. He also doesn't like this business that the Ravid only meant Malchus. What do you mean? There's no Malchus anyway. So he says, well, there is still a difference. You know, there's no Malchus. He quotes the Rambam, and he quotes the Rambam Hilchos Edus Perikir of a base. That's in the Shach like that also, I think, that Simon Lamedalis, who caught in Vavar, and goes to Kutsi Tshuva, he says, but anyone who deserves Malchus, you don't give Malchus, is possible Aedus. So there is a ramification today. But Rav Moshe said, that can't be what the Ravid meant. But he mentioned something else. And the Ravid meant, no, there's no Isser at all. He agrees, like that, like the Akiva Eger said. Okay, or certainly not the Raisa. But he said, there's still something applicable. Remember we said that there, when, and this will finish, when you go out, so if you'll delay and come back the next day, so you're putting off the Hazor's Gimel line, right? So, you know, we don't have. Tomorrow. He said, what if tomorrow the Beis HaMikdash is built, says Rav Moshe? Isn't that great? He says, so it could be, there's no way for Parah. Avoha Yesh Locha, she bought a Beis HaMikdash Hayom. Who knows, right? You're supposed to believe the Choyom Sheyavos, and then Takil will put it off. So that's a. Yeah, okay, right. But he extends it. He says, we never know. The Beis HaMikdash could be built right away. We never know. Never give up hope, and therefore we'll be putting it off. Okay, so our practice, Lamaisa, despite what the Ravid said, and even Rabbi Natan did agree with him, Lamaisa, the Kohanim don't go into the cemetery today. Well, the funeral, but I understand some of the background. Have a good job. I don't know. Like, yeah, according to this, yeah.